the awesomeness of our anchor. Look with me, please, in the book of Hebrews. Look into chapter number 6. I'm going to read verses 13 through verse 20. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 through 20. In this particular passage, the Lord writes through the writer of Hebrews about our anchor, who's the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 6 and verse 13 and following. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after that he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The song she just sang, another a very famous song most of us know about something about, we sing it here quite often, The Anchor Holds, you know that song very well. We can relate to these hymns about the anchor in literal ways and also in emotional ways and physical ways as well and in spiritual ways also. Now all these things mean a lot to us because we're all battered with storms of life, aren't we? We have all kinds of problems and storms and pressures and persecutions and trials and tribulations. And when you're going through all these trials and storms of life, it all depends upon your grip on the anchor that God has provided for us. It doesn't matter if you're unknown to the world, or it doesn't matter if you're well known to the whole wide world. Everybody needs an anchor. Amen? Yeah. Certainly we do. All our hope depends upon our soul anchored in Jesus Christ. And God has provided us an anchor, the solid rock Amanda sang about, the rock of ages, the rock that cleft for me is none other than our precious Lord Jesus Christ. What an awesome anchor God has provided for us in His only begotten Son. An anchor to anchor our souls to. It'd be good for us to refresh ourselves and to examine something about the awesomeness of God's anchor for us, because we take so much in life for granted, don't we? We just take for granted God's going to bless us. We take for granted we're going to live forever. We take for granted our health's going to always be good. All our needs are going to be met and everything just goes well. We take a lot of these things in life for granted. But now listen, we need to come to a fresh look at our anchor. There's three things I want to point out with you and look at with you and share with you tonight. What the anchor God's provided us, the Lord Jesus Christ, what He provides for us in that anchor. If these anchors that I'm going to share about that Jesus provides, if they were not realities in our lives, then we'd be lost, so to speak, spiritually, as a ship lost at sea. We'd have no hope whatsoever. So since they're so important, let's give some serious consideration tonight to these realities. There's three of them I want to share with you. Three awesome things that come to be ours because our soul's anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ. The first thing is this, the reliability of our anchor. Listen to verse 18. that by two immutable things in the which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. The reliability of our anchor in the Lord Jesus Christ keeps us from fearing the future. Now, I talk to folks from time to time, and many folks don't see anything bright in the future to come. It seems like they live their lives just waiting for that horrible day. Those terrible events are going to take place, and I know the Scriptures teach us that things will wax worse and worse before the Lord comes again. I know that. But a lot of folks can't enjoy peace in the present for worrying about things in the future. What might happen tomorrow? What might take place? What, you know, this, that, and the other. Listen, it's a 50-50 proposition. Either it will or it won't. Amen? But people just worry themselves to death about the future. God doesn't want you to live that way. God doesn't want us to worry about the future. So He gave us an anchor to anchor our soul in. It's a reliable anchor that keeps us from fearing the future. Now listen, the writer of Hebrews here, and of course I've told you before, I think it was the Apostle Paul. Others may disagree, but nonetheless, the writer of the book of Hebrews was writing to a group of people who really were fearing the future. They were fearing the future because of the past that had happened to them. I want you to turn over with me in the book of Hebrews again. Look over in chapter number 10. Look at verses 32 through verse 36 in chapter 10. You'll find some things that the writer of Hebrews mentions here. Things that had happened to these Christians in that he was writing to. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 32 through verse 36. He says, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise." These Hebrew Christians had already been through trials, they'd already been through persecutions, they'd already been through afflictions, having their lives and their families spoiled. Some of them had been thrown to the lions. Others had been boiled in oil. Others had been sawn asunder. They'd been torn to pieces and filleted and had been burned at the stake. Listen, when an early first century Christian either witnessed or knew about one of his Christian friends who had been tortured to death in some manner or another, he had to flee for his life, and he would flee to one of the caves or one of the catacombs somewhere thereabout. And when he entered those caves, as he entered those walls, somebody would have engraved on that wall a symbol of an anchor. Now, everybody thinks today that the first century symbol was the fish. It wasn't nearly as popular as the anchor. When this Christian was fleeing for his life into the caves, into the catacombs, when he saw that anchor engraved somewhere on that wall, he took great confidence because he knew that the promise that God had made to Abraham was for him too. So you see, when you think about it, the symbol of the anchor is really the most profitable symbol of Christianity, isn't it? Well, the writer of Hebrews wanted to remind them of what God had said in the Old Testament to Abraham and had made that promise to Abraham. So it came right on down to them, and the promise was to them just as surely as it was to Abraham. And listen, the same promises God made to them, He makes to us. So the reliability of our anchor, it keeps us from fearing the future. So He reminded them there in verse 18. Then He reminds us on down in verses number 19 and verse number 20. He says, "Our hope is rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus." And if it's not rooted and grounded in Him, then you have no hope. There is no other hope other than Him. God didn't inspire the writer of Hebrews to just give these early Christians some little spiritual poem or some little quote somewhere. He gave them an assurance that God had made all the way back in the Old Testament, and God reaffirmed that promise to Abraham over in Genesis chapter 15. So then, the anchor was very important to them. The symbol of the anchor gave them assurance and confidence that they didn't have to fear what was going to come in days to come. Now listen, a lot of folks today, I said earlier, can't live at peace in the present. They're so worried about tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow? Now I know that there are a lot of current social things that are on the horizon that don't look real good. I understand that. But you got to understand this. We have an anchor for these times, and our anchor is our Lord Jesus Christ, and He keeps us from fearing what takes place in the future. I don't have to worry about the future. It's in His hands. I don't have to worry about the persecution. It may come, may not come. I don't have to worry about the afflictions. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be thrown to lions. I'm reasonably sure I'm not going to be sawn in half, boiled in oil, burned at a stake, like many of these poor Christians were. But that confidence that He made to them, it's to me, amen. It's to you as well. They have an anchor. We have an anchor. Our hope is anchored in Jesus Christ, the Rock of Ages. Listen, this anchor, our Lord Jesus, is one who is reliable. Our anchor keeps us from fearing the future. When you talk to somebody recently or sometime in the near future, they start bringing up things, but they worry about this and they worry about that and they're afraid of this and they're scared of this and scared about, you know, all kinds of maybe nuclear holocaust that might come. Listen, just tell them, anchor your soul in Jesus and you won't have to fear the future, whatever it is. Why do I not fear the future? Because of the reliability of the anchor God's provided for me, and I've let my anchor hold on Him. Amen. It causes me not to fear the future. But there's a second reason here that God gives us, not just that our anchor is one of reliability that causes us not to fear the future. A second thing is this. I'm looking at the stability of my anchor. The stability of my anchor keeps me from drifting with the tides of today. Now, what's the primary purpose of an anchor to a ship? To keep the ship from drifting with the tides, where they come, where they don't. Listen, life is sort of like the sea. The sea is never really calm and still. The sea's always moving, sometimes to a lot more degrees than others, but it's never absolutely calm. It's always moving. Isn't life just like that? Life's like the sea. It's never quite calm. It's always in the process of changing or being very fluid, moving all the time. Well, the very undertow of temptation is always just barely under the surface. You think about it in your life. Everything's going well. Things are looking up, and the first thing you know, there comes a temptation, doesn't it? Just barely below the surface. If we're anchored in Jesus and have a strong relationship, our anchor will steady our ship when these storms of life come. Keep us from drifting around. Let me give you an example. Just imagine with me, would you, for a moment? Just imagine. You're on a ship. You're out in the ocean. You're standing on the bow of a ship, and the waves begin to get a little higher than you are comfortable with. And here you stand on the bow of that ship, and there's an anchor lying right at your feet, and there's a rope tied to that anchor. All you have to do is pick up that anchor and throw it overboard, and it'll grip a rock somewhere, and it'll steady your ship. Amen? Here's what I want you to see. Imagine you on that boat, standing on the bow with that anchor at your feet and the rope in your hand, and you pick up that anchor to sling it in the ocean, but all of a sudden you do this. You swing it around and around and around, and you fling it heavenward. And you fling it within the tabernacle of God. And it grips and holds a solid rock, who's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you think about it. That's exactly what our anchor in Jesus is. Keeps us, our lives, from drifting. When I close my eyes and I think about my anchor, how reliable He is, keeps me from fearing the future, how stable He is, keeps my ship, my personal ship, from drifting with the tides. Let the winds come. Let the tides rise. Let the tides fall. Let the storms come. Let the culture storms that we're facing every day come our way. They pull at us from every side and every direction, don't they? But if you're anchored in the Lord Jesus, He's going to keep you from drifting. He's going to keep you from fearing. I have an anchor. As she's saying, I'm very sure. My anchor holds and grips a solid rock. Well, do you see any cultural storms brewing? If you don't, you haven't looked at any current news lately. You haven't heard any news on the radio or TV lately. There are all kinds of current cultural storms brewing in the future. But don't you fear them. If your life's anchored in the Lord Jesus, you have an anchor to keep you from fearing, an anchor to keep you from drifting. So stable that it is. There's another point I want to bring out about our anchor. Not just His reliability, it keeps us from fearing the future. Not just His stability, it keeps us from drifting with the tides of temptation. There's a third and final truth I want you to see. I want you to see the dependability of our anchor. He keeps our ship, spiritually speaking, from capsizing when the storms come. Listen to me, not if the storms come, they're going to come. And if you're not anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ spiritually, you're going to be capsized. And the worst thing that can happen to a ship on the ocean is to capsize. What happens when a ship capsizes in the ocean? All aboard usually are lost, aren't they? But I have an anchor, you see. He's reliable. He's stable. He's dependable, that keeps my spiritual ship from capsizing. The most important thing in your life, I mean the most important thing in your life, is your relationship to Jesus Christ. Yes. Nothing in your life is more important than that. If you've got a firm grip on Him, and He's got a firm grip on you, listen, we find it difficult, now be honest with ourselves, we find it very difficult to turn loose of a lot of the fragile things that we put so much dependence in our lives. Amen? We do. But listen to me, you're going to turn loose of those anyway. They're going to come and they're going to go. Those fragile things of life. Life's not built upon instant gratification. It's built upon reliability, dependability, stability. And you only find these in our anchor, who's the Lord Jesus Christ. Things of life come so rapidly, don't they? They come in our lives without warning. No apparent indicator that they're going to come, but all of a sudden, there they are. Take us by surprise, and you know the element of surprise many times, militarily speaking, that's the way someone gets a victory, with the element of surprise. But listen, storms of life, problems of life, different things of life, they can't surprise you if you're anchored in Jesus. You've got reliability. You've got stability. You've got dependability. The Bible says if you have fled for refuge to lay hold on the anchor. Hope is the rope God gives us in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God so secures that rope around us that when the storms come, He keeps our ship right. Aright, you might say. Now, I want to close the message with some things. Just listen with just a moment. Some realities that every one of us has to face at some point in time in our lives. Things that really sometimes trouble us. Things like, I got a bad report from a doctor. Had some tests done and they really weren't what I expected. And we get all depressed. And we get all downtrodden many times. Those problems come to all of us. Problems with your neighbor sometimes causes us to be weary, doesn't it? Yeah. Sometimes problems in the church cause us to be depressed. All kinds of problems, family problems, marital problems, problems with your children, problem with your parents, problem with all things, financial problems, material problems. You can just go on and on and on and on with a list of things that trouble us every day. And here's something we need to remember. We don't know how these things are going to work out in the short term. You have no way of knowing how these things of this life are going to work out in the short run, do we? So we cannot base our faith and our confidence in those things because they'll be here today and they'll be gone tomorrow. If you put your faith and your confidence in those things, I promise you, your ship's going to capsize and it's going to drift and you're going to end up being afraid of everything coming and going. Listen, we have an anchor that grips all the promises of God. Jesus Christ has a grip on every promise in the Word of God. And listen, every promise in the Word of God is to us. The heirs of salvation through our faith in Jesus Christ. Everything the Bible guarantees in a promise, listen, our anchor, our Lord, has guaranteed them to you and to me as well. And listen, He's the only one, as she's saying, this rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor grips and holds the solid rock. Because He's the only one who can provide reliability to keep you from fearing. He's the only one who can provide stability to keep you from drifting. And He's the only one who can provide you dependability that your ship won't capsize and you'll all be lost at sea, spiritually speaking. It's our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our personal hope. He's the rope the anchor's tied to. Of course, He's it. Listen, we don't have to be tossed about all our lives like a ship out of control on the ocean. If you're anchored in Jesus Christ, listen, He'll keep you steady in times like these. And whatever times come, I'm glad my hope is anchored in Him. Aren't you? If it's not, you better get it anchored in Him as soon as you can. Because He's the only one who can provide us reliability, stability, and dependability when all these things come. And they're going to come. You know they will, don't you? Many of us have already had a lot of storms to come. Sometimes the water gets from real calm to real white water, doesn't it? But you know what? We're still here. Why are we still here? Because our anchor, our dependence, our confidence, our hope is in Him and nothing else. He'll get you through.